What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the pod. We're here again to discuss first month of football in the books. Already mid-October, and I can't believe it. It's gone by so fast. Week six.
Week upon us. Six is upon us, everybody.
It's a short season that flies by.
I don't know. I feel like this is where we get into the nitty-gritty part of the season, for real, for real. So what... We had a lot that happened over the course of this month, for a lot that happened. On top of football news, we had baseball, playoffs starting up. We also had some NBA news to talk about, too. But let's get right into it. I'll let you guys start because, you know, your Eagles are flying high right now.
Eagles are looking like the best team in the NFL, aside from the San Francisco 49ers, with respect to them. I'd like to give credit to the coaching staff for making adjustments for the first week. You know, we were questioning the play calling.
The play calling at 5-0.
At 1-0.
The last time we recorded, the last time they heard us.
When we played Mac Jones, where I was questioning the play calling. But, you know, since then, we've been really good. They finally got an exclusively great running back in DeAndre Swift in the O-line. Is just making holes for him where he's running through everything. He's running like Usain Bolt. And A.J. Brown's looking like a lead wide receiver. Yeah. Our defense is the star of the show a lot of these games, too. We can control the game.
Yeah, there's some question marks on defense with the secondary. But overall, what I'm seeing from this Philadelphia Eagles is a very mature team. The team just lost the Super Bowl back in February this same fiscal year. And here they are to start the season 5-0. It's unheard of. It's unheard of when this happens. But like you said, A.J. Brown's having a monster year. You got Smitty who had
Swift, too. I mean,
yeah, DeAndre Swift.
Crazy pickup.
Yeah, you guys crazy pickup. And then when we're talking about defense, we got to talk about Jalen Carter because that rookie is playing at an all-pro level. He's playing like a veteran. He had two sacks against the Rams.
Yes, sir.
He's making his presence known every single week. He's made a splash play so far. So this Eagles team is looking really, really good, and the coaching is getting better and better each week. They haven't fully put it together just yet, but when they do, this is going to be a scary team. And as good as San Francisco has been too, also another 5-0 team, when the Eagles put it all together, I think they're the team to beat in the NFC.
Honestly, well, at this rate, you guys are right. I do agree, just because, like, I mean, you guys are – representing the NFC not too long ago. So that's why I'll commend you guys, because that's very impressive to do on any level, any sport level. You know, you get to the highest level and then you fail in the Super Bowl. A lot of teams don't really, like, it's not just like, you know, they're 5-0. They've been getting some really, they look like a dominant team out there. They look like cream of the crop of the NFL along with the 49ers. Like, football, that's hot. That's cream of the crop right there. Not the Chiefs, because the Chiefs don't look like that right now. But what we got with the 49ers and the Eagles, that's really good football. So, yeah, no. It's really, and it's tough for me to just kind of, like, figure which one it's going to go through in the NFC. But hey, you guys do play each other later on in the season, so that's going to be an exciting matchup.
That's going to be a great matchup. We also play some of these other AFC contender teams as well in the Miami Dolphins and the Chiefs.
Buffalo,
too.
Buffalo as well,
And I'm Buffalo. Shout out to Doug Peterson for the London sweep.
Let's talk about the AFC right now, because we mentioned the Chiefs, right? Chiefs, I think they're about the 4-1.
They're 4-1, yeah. Chiefs are 4-1. Okay. They're about to be 5-1.
Their business as usual, you know? Yeah. Okay, their business as usual. But hasn't been like the great. They're looking like the Vikings of last year, if I may say so myself. We got the Chiefs. And then we have the Dolphins, who look like just about to be the greatest offense of all time, you know. And, oh, man, like, putting up 70 points. So, like,
on Sean Payton.
That's got to be embarrassing for a Bronco.
I never think I'd see that in my life, man, you know. Last time they had that type of scoring outburst by a team, Phil was in black and white. They're playing leather
helmets. Yeah, leather helmets.
You know?
They were playing
listening to doo-wop music.
Yeah.
What was the movie George Clooney played football? Leatherheads. They were playing Leatherheads football.
Movie, that's a funny football movie. You really won't find it around everywhere, but, like, come on. Leatherheads.
We're giving them some flowers right now.
So, here's my take on the Chiefs. They won 4 straight. That's how I see it. Has it been the prettiest wins? No. But just like the Philadelphia Eagles, they're finding ways to win. And they're doing it from all over the field. Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's not having those great MVP numbers, but he's doing just enough to win. Hence, in Exhibit A here, this past Sunday against the Jets, Patrick Mahomes used his legs a lot to scramble and pick up.
Is that a good thing? If you use your legs a lot more, you say you're Mahomes.
I'm not necessarily saying it's a good thing,
he's
but
always getting hurt. I'm just saying.
Also, think of it this way, too.
Play through it, he's a real one.
The Chiefs have won in five games. They've won four, lost one. And they've only won one game where they had more than two or three-score lead. All these other games where they played the New York Jets, it was 23-20. Minnesota Vikings, 27-20. Jacksonville Jaguars.
They blew out the Bears.
They generally blew out the Bears so far.
And good teams are supposed to blow out the bad teams. That's how it should be on paper.
The New York Jets.
What I'm saying is, you know, yes, Patrick Mahomes is running. Maybe that's not a good thing. That's showing some inefficiencies in their offense. But
yeah.
What I'm trying to say is that they're doing what they need to do to win the game. And that's what good teams do. And to me, they're defending Super Bowl champions. You're going to get everyone's best shot.
Look, I'm always saying they're a bad team. And, but
they're just not looking at, let's compare the two. The AFC, what you're seeing out of their best team versus the NFC, out of what you're seeing. And even within the AFC, out of the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Chiefs, the Chiefs look by far the least scariest from what I've seen through 5 weeks.
Yeah. Josh Allen, since week one, has been playing really great. Don't get me wrong. They lost to Jacksonville in London. Short week. You got to travel overseas.
Sure, it was in London.
It was in London.
Not an excuse, yeah.
But still, Josh Allen is playing really, really well since week one when they played the Jets. And like you said, I really think Miami might be the best contender in that division. I'm sorry, in the AFC. And if Joe Burrow can get it together, maybe they might make it to a championship run too, but
we'll see.
It takes time for all these things.
Even digging into a lot of these divisions, I say we take it division by division and see what's happening there. We'll move on to AFC now, AFC North. Since you brought them up, I think the Steelers started off,
I think 1-2 or something like that.
No, yeah,
Steelers had a bad start to the year, but
look at them now.
I think they won.
No, bad losses. But Steelers right now, two really bad losses. One to the Texans. The other
to the 49ers in week one.
Yeah, the other to the 49ers. So both, when they lose, they lose bad.
Both games.
They win.
Yeah, both games, 30-17.
They win very tight games.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Still,
they're led by their defense. You know, there's a fireman kind of
campaign going on.
Yeah.
Right now in Pittsburgh.
I would say on the East Coast in general, but yeah. And also, I've liked what I've seen out of the Browns.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz defense.
Jim Schwartz defense.
He's back.
Oh, yeah. That Browns defense is really good. You know, if Deshaun Watson can stay healthy and just continue hooking up with Mike Cooper, Elijah Moore, I think they'll be solid. That Nick Chubb injury did kill them.
Yeah.
That was very catastrophic for them. And not to mention, they lost a game, which if they had won that game, we'd be talking very differently about the AFC North right now.
Oh, yeah.
This would be the Browns division. They have a pretty solid defense, and they were one of the most consistent defenses. I think they were ranked number one overall for the first few weeks.
They're scary. They're definitely, a scary defense, because when you have balls in here.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney on the line.
Well, no, Jadeveon Clowney is in Baltimore now.
Oh, Baltimore. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
And if you look at it, too, for the Ravens right now, I think everything I see out of them, it's kind of the same old, same old. They get in their own way. There's no reason why they should be a 5-0 team right now.
And that Steelers game was a perfect example.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's the same old with the Ravens. And
I don't know.
Just think of it this way. They got to help
out.
They
had no business of losing that game.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I see,
against the Colts, too.
When they wanted to get their playmakers involved, they got it to Odell Beckham Jr. and Nelson Aguilar.
And Odell Beckham is hurt.
Yeah.
Right now. So he's coming back from an ACL injury, and he's missed some time before with injury. It's hard to come back at his age. So There was a lot of false hope given by the Ravens, and a lot of false hope during this offseason. They were very excited to get OBJ, but
they should have got DeAndre.
Yeah, DeAndre, but unfortunately,
OBJ, Albie's not doing.
He finally had his great game. He didn't score.
They were still working out like what they were trying to do with Lamar Jackson. So
yeah,
it probably limited on them on how much they could pay a
And that's no knock on Lamar. Lamar's playing great.
Yeah, no, he's playing great. Right? He has to shoulder everything on his own, though. That's the issue. It's a team game.
I mean, again, after watching that game, people were clamoring about Fireback Hand. At least we saw some type of offensive, explosion or, some big play from the Steelers' side. Ravens, they get none of it. I have not seen, outside of Lamar Jackson breaking a run. They're not getting really explosive plays. So,
was their offensive coordinator from last year? What's his name again?
From last year?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't have him anymore.
Oh, yeah. What was his name again?
Greg Roman.
Greg Norman?
Or Roman.
Roman. Yes, that's his name. All right, yeah, he's not there anymore. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're the Ravens, what's the problem here? I think, honestly, they need to get a really top notch receiver, not an old older receiver. They need to get young talent, a star receiver. Imagine if the Ravens traded for an AJ Brown 2 years
ago. Well, that's the thing, though.
We'd be talking about them completely differently.
Well, that's the thing. It's not like they're not putting capital into it. They drafted Rashad Bateman, first round receiver. They drafted Zay Flowers, first round receiver.
Zay Flowers is looking good, but he still hasn't scored yet.
They have a strong run game. They just can't. They need a running back who just stays to the hell healthy. That's what they need.
Yeah, that is unfortunate.
That is really what they need.
Because you can control a game with a running back. Great
they
running back.
They need one consistent running back.
And Lamar likes to run the ball too, but you can't really.
But Lamar's been their only consistent running back.
And that's the thing, and that's the biggest gamble is I'm taking a risk when I put my body out there and scramble and break all these ankles and rip off a 50-yard run. But exactly, they still need, I really feel like they're still missing that big wide receiver presence. Remember when they had DeSean Jackson last year?
Oh, yeah, they did.
As a big play explosive guy. I get the point. But still,
it's an old veteran.
That's an old vet.
Who later on in his career isn't known to stay on the field. He gets hurt a lot.
He's good for one big play.
They're just missing.
No disrespect to the GOAT.
They're just missing all their first round draft picks. That's kind of how I see it. Because, even then, who's available on the market?
I mean, if you had a really good GM, you trade for that value.
Okay, again, but. At the end of the day, you're still taking a gamble. You guys keep pointing out to the Howie Roseman thing and AJ Brown. He still took a gamble.
And it paid off.
Yeah, and it paid off.
But young talent. And then the thing is, this is years in the making. Howie keeps trading, getting picks. And then we had a bad year in 2020. That turned into 3 first round picks. And look what the Eagles were able to do with it. Get really top-notch players and then trade for more picks, which you use as capital to get other players years down the line. I mean, yeah, it's a process. It takes time to put in, but if you put in that work, yeah, you get the results. And Big Howie knows what he's doing, and he puts in that work.
Good for him.
Yeah. Great for him.
He's
one of our early podcast episodes, we were talking about AJ Brown, and I literally said, good for him.
Yeah.
Well, good for me. I get to witness him on my team. This guy is awesome.
Good for you. Good for us. Yeah.
I was going to bring up also the Bengals, Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow. They got going finally this past weekend. BTD.
Three TDs for the man. Joe Burrow's back. He's no longer sitting exclusively under shotgun.
That's what makes the AFC North kind of weird.
They're the most greediest division.
In my opinion. And what's next? AFC South.
You want to talk about the man in Texas?
Uglier. That's even uglier. Oh, the man in Texas. Oh, who would have thought this man, CJ Stroud?
Yes.
Man. He is looking NFL ready, poised, calm, cool, collected, man. This guy is going off for the Texans, who I believe they're 2-3 or maybe 3-2. No, they're probably 2-3.
Damn, the Bears should have drafted him.
Bears should have.
Should have.
We'll talk about the Bears. Who I thought they were. That's all I gotta say.
The Texans are 2-3. Jacksonville sits at the top of that division at 3-2.
Yeah, that's wild. That is very wild. By the way, Anthony Richardson has been placed on IR.
Shoulder injury this time.
He looks the part. Oh, and also Jonathan Taylor
is back,
back with the Colts. So
record breaking.
It wasn't record breaking.
Nah. But he's getting like what, 26 mil guaranteed or something like that? Or
yeah, that's just a normal going rate. You just add on a year. They just guaranteed 2 years instead of 1 year. It wasn't really anything crazy. He just secured a nice 2 year deal before he get cashed out again.
And then Zach Moss goes off for like 150
yards. Notice how this came out. This news came out right after you found out that Anthony Richardson was LIR.
No, he played
or
he played the game, and then he got a shoulder injury during the game.
During the game, yeah.
But
and Jonathan Taylor played in that game. I just don't think he got any carries.
I think he got, because Zach Moss would get one carry like early in the game and rip it off for like.
What was this in Buffalo, sir?
Yeah, facts.
Where were you at Buffalo, Zach Moss?
Remember when,
did they not run the ball in Buffalo?
Nah. They hate running.
Josh Allen.
It's the Ravens format, but with Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis.
See,
the Ravens could work out if they had receivers like that.
Because the Buffalo runs the ball. Like, James Cook is one of the league's leading rushers right now this season so far.
Find out.
Really?
Well, he was top five, like, 2 weeks ago, I think. I remember because, like, NFL posted something about, one of these rushers to your fantasy. Or,
look, Zach Moss happened in these last 2 weeks.
Christian McCaffrey currently leads the league in rushing with 510 yards, followed by Devon Achane.
Because he broke that one long run.
Achane. At 416. Guess who's right behind him at number three?
DeAndre Swift.
No, he's at number four, but guess who's right above DeAndre Swift? Zach Moss. By a slim margin, Zach Moss at 445. DeAndre Swift at 433.
Yeah, he's like five.
Nah, Travis Etienne, Breece Hall. And then David Montgomery.
Where's James Cook? Because I swear he was up there.
James Conner?
Oh, you're talking about James Conner because he's number eight.
Yeah. Nah, I promise you. Yo, I'm not making this up.
James Cook is number 16 with 200.
Numbers from
61 carries for 292.
Oh, it's easy. All right, look at the difference between like the top 15. You know, there's gotta be close.
200. That's like 250 yards.
What's like the difference between one and seven is like maybe 200 yards
for one and seven.
Yeah.
So one through four.
Or maybe even
50. No. One through four is four. These numbers: 400 yards to 500 yards, respectively. The next dip goes 396, all the way down to 364, which is Bijan Robinson at number eight. So those first four, those next four,
and then small probably guy. Everything after that is probably close behind.
Yeah, because actually,
think about it, bro.
What's his name?
Everyone used his name: Breece Hall, Achane. They all had breakaway touchdown runs this past week, which will boost your numbers.
Facts.
So you have saying 2 weeks ago too.
So think of it. It's so early in the season. The sample size is small, but during that small sample size, and I'm talking about the first 3 weeks, James Cook was up there. When we were, like, 2 weeks ago, before Buffalo went to London and lost to Jacksonville.
Temporarily, like, now what we're talking, it's like...
It doesn't matter, but, like I'm just letting you know. Like, he could... The point is that Buffalo runs the ball.
He runs the ball.
No. He's averaging 4.8.
Where's the running backs, too? Like, they're running differently.
He's averaging 4.8 yards a carry.
In Buffalo, but it's just like they probably trusted Josh Allen a little bit too much. Or they rely on him too much.
Okay. In other words, James Cook is better than Zach Moss, I think, is what you...
If the season ended today in week six, yes, you could say that.
That's fine with me.
But who says that James Cook is not going to just go off and get 1,000 yards in the next six games?
Brother, I'm a James Cook shooter as well. I'm a big James Cook guy.
Hey.
He's explosive right now.
He's explosive as his little brother.
He is explosive, but he might be the true explosive.
He's a national champion.
Hey, this will make you feel funny. Daniel Jones has more rushing yards than Justin Fields, Miles Sanders, and Ramondre Stevenson.
That's not a real running back.
Justin Fields.
He got paid like a damn running back.
Daniel Jones.
Let's just
why Saquon couldn't get paid. They're like, why would we pay another running back?
But we have a white running back. Him. He's tall.
Let's talk about NFC East right now.
The Beast.
It's, first and foremost, like, we already talked about you guys, definitely cream of the crop. It's kind of muggy between two and three, which is where I think the
we, the Cowboys and the Commanders stand, for real. Because Cowboys on Sunday night against San Francisco this past weekend, they looked awful.
Awful.
They're who we thought they were.
They're who we thought they were.
Mr. Prescott, Dakota Prescott, threw three picks.
49ers come in, you know, and they dominated. That's the team they played in the playoffs. They dominated. That was more of a defining win for, like, a statement win to the whole NFL about what the Niners are coming to bring, as I've ever seen, to be honest.
Brock Purdy really is playing like a great quarterback. He's got 9 touchdowns on the season, and he threw 3 touchdowns to George Kittle, who had a very nice shirt, which I must know where he acquired from so that I may acquire one for myself when we played Dallas. 3 touchdowns, and I think...
Talk more about the Cowboys.
Oh, the Cowboys, yeah. They couldn't get anything going. I think CeeDee Lamb failed another... I don't think he's had a touchdown yet. Does he have a touchdown?
No, he has a touchdown.
Okay, he has one. Okay.
He has a touchdown.
It's only when I bet on him he doesn't score. But it's okay. That has nothing to do with the production.
That usually happens to everyone you bet on, right?
Yeah, I know. Like, not a good gambler. No, dude, the Cowboys really, like, I feel like they took a step back when they lost Trayvon Diggs.
Ooh, absolutely. Yeah. That's a huge injury.
They were really, I missed scoring defense-wise, too.
Like, yeah, like, they really, no, because, like, as you said, like, you want defenses to get takeaways, and not only that, you want defenses to get points where then your offense can't get points. And
they couldn't do it on Sunday.
So, what Dallas showed me is that there's 2 road games they lost. One was against the Arizona Cardinals, which that should have been a W. Like, the Cardinals should be rebuilding.
They drove there.
That's probably why. Like, motherfuckers, just get a flight. That's too far of a drive. Like,
hey, they're trying to stay carbon neutral.
We did that shit before 2012, bro. That took forever. It took forever to get from Austin, too.
I mean, they live there.
Jerry Jones cares about the environment, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking... He's like, we're just going to pollute the desert over here, the Mojave Desert, whatever that fucking desert's called.
He was like, I have a steak in a restaurant in Dubai.
CD's nuts. No,
but like they lost 2 road games. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
their offense played poorly on the road, which tells me is that they could only win at home, and you're not gonna get anywhere if you can't win a couple of road games.
Just wait until you get punched at in the mouth at home by a team like
when they come to Philadelphia,
Commanders.
Like,
yeah, I hope so.
When they come to Philadelphia, like, they're going to get fucked up.
Dude.
Yeah, I think it could, next week they have the Chargers. It could be over for them.
They're at in LA?
I believe
it depends.
So.
I think they're in LA.
They're about to take the bus there?
They might be in LA.
And it's on there right now for you.
Nah, they're in Dallas. They're in Jerry World. It's got to be Jerry World.
They're playing.
I mean, there's some matchups the Chargers could take advantage of there.
There's a lot of teams. There's a lot we got to get through. A lot.
Oh, but, sorry. It's the fucking Monday game. That's why I couldn't find it. They're playing at Los Angeles.
At Los Angeles?
Well, you sound like my boss, like, on quarter close, where we're like, oh, shit, we got a lot to do.
Hey, look, first of all, because there's a lot that happened. Like, we keep rewinding and looking back at, you know, the first month of the season. There's a lot that happened.
We can talk about
after we last off and spoke about like football.
We'll talk about the high points.
I was hyped after 2-0. You know,
yeah,
2-0. Now I look at 3 game losing streak, man.
Well, 3 game losing streak. The Bears game on Thursday night. I will say,
I was there firsthand.
You were there at the stadium.
Support my team, you know.
I'm sorry, by the way, you happened to go and witness them play on Dick Butkus night.
I didn't even have DJ Moore in any fantasy league to be happy.
Man, I went up against DJ Moore.
Damn.
Sorry about that.
And how did that game end?
I was almost about to go out there and cover him myself.
Nah, fuck that.
I do this shit for free.
Just taking everything. I was like, give me the jersey. I'll wear a fucking team shirt.
Well, watch me get a pick, bro.
And he's picked off by the fan from the stands. And he's taking this back.
I give the ball right back to Justin Fields. Like, here. No, I give the ball to the coach.
Your headset now. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank on his name. I think their head coach or their offensive coordinator. Who is it? Eberflus. He's their coach.
Yeah.
No, I think their coordinator called a good game because they didn't play like shit the entire season.
Here's the thing. They didn't call a good game. We just made it easy for them.
Yeah.
We made it so easy for them, bro. no disguise, like, whatsoever, you know, nothing at all. And we did that against you guys, too. Man. No disguise whatsoever. Actually, we actually played a lot better against you guys, even though,
well,
for what it's worth.
Like, you guys have a lot of young players, man. It's hard to just get young players to disguise.
You guys played up to the occasion, too.
We had opportunity to get better players.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, but that's not what Ron Rivera believes in.
I mean, well, you need to get a new owner first. You need to get a new coordinator.
Ron Rivera, that was a defining loss for his tenure here. I'll just say that, Rod. He can turn it around all he wants, and, you know, like, we can make the playoffs because it's still a very long season. Crucial stretch right here.
Who do you think would replace him? You guys got in the Philadelphia owners.
It's got to be Bienemy.
Or I would say Doc Rivers. You'll be like, hey, come to the NFL.
You know, he was at the first game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm seeing all these Sixer presents here. So I was like, yeah, Joel, you can't be going to Commanders with a Commander jersey on. Okay,
and then try to hang out with Jalen and AJ.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that, man. He can't be doing that.
Jalen's going to be like, nigga, is you crazy?
I can't be seen hanging out with a fool ass.
So you're either like Sam Howell or you're like me. Sam Howell's a great young man.
But no, seriously, like, for Rivera, when it comes to this, it's bullshit. Because last year, you know, when he said, I know we could make the playoffs, we lost. Bro, come on.
That, I feel like, was something maybe.
You don't do the math, bro. Like, you know.
Maybe he said, maybe he didn't mean to say that. Maybe it's just one of the things was like.
That, he might have checked out, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he's probably.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he probably was.
Do it. But I think the thing
nah,
is.
I feel like he.
Go ahead. I think the thing is with Bienemy, his issue is more like, I think it's just his attitude. Like, he's so passionate. Like, you see him on the sideline, he be going off. Like, ripping into these guys, bro. So,
I'm just saying, you can't talk to this next generation of players like that.
Yeah, they could cry.
Hey! No, I'm just kidding. Like, I'll be seeing Nick Sirianni giving it to everybody. Hey, fuck you, step it up!
Yeah, there's times where he even...
The fuck? What the fuck, Quez?
He needs to... Yeah, no shout out to Quez Watkins. Yeah. It's just... I'm not even going to sit here and talk about that. No, but... I think y'all are a much better team than what y'all displayed on Thursday Night Football.
Let's see.
I'm gonna take a look right now and see what you got for your schedule right here.
We got the Falcons at Falcons.
Desmond Ridder hasn't lost a home game ever, apparently.
At Falcons,
and you know what the Commanders are good at doing?
Pre-ending streaks. Shut up,
Steelers. Let's go.
Thank you for telling you that.
Eagles. I know the Cowboys haven't lost at home yet, but that's going to be another streak you're going to break.
I don't know if you knew this, but that loss is so bad. The Bears had lost 14 straight games.
That was their first win in the Elon Musk owning Twitter era.
The Elon Musk era, right.
Calendar year, they haven't won a game.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Yeah, obviously.
Even the government fiscal year.
Yeah, no, even the government fiscal year.
What?
Damn. That Bears team hasn't seen a win since hyperinflation.
God damn.
Crazy, right? And that was... So we'll see. And then we have the Giants. Then we have a rematch against you guys. It's just gonna be another full
season. Oh yeah, we're going to that game.
If y'all,
I don't know if I'm ready for more disappointment.
I mean, but if y'all follow the same form, didn't y'all play the Falcons?
I'm in that bitch.
Yeah, we did.
How did that game, man?
I'm in that bitch.
Yeah, okay.
And then we have, this is where it gets at Seattle. That.
So I'm thinking one of these games, either the Giants or Seattle, I think Sam Howell might have his first 300-yard game.
No, he already had it on Thursday night. He threw for 388. Yeah, you didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. I was like, what the fuck?
Damn.
He threw for 388. A lot of those check downs, though. I'm not going to lie.
Doesn't matter. Hey, yards.
Yeah. Take what's given.
388 is a lot.
That's good.
Two touchdowns.
Did he throw picks?
Dude, the game where, Miami threw... It scored 70 points. Tua only had 309.
Yeah.
Four touchdowns, 309. But still, 309 is a lot. And 388 is a lot.
He just needs to hit the big ones because he missed the Army on a wide-open touchdown. We're good.
And Logan Thomas is good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the Sam Howell Deami Brown connection is just not there because you guys missed one against the Eagles, too.
We did miss one against the Eagles.
to it's because the way how it threw it again.
Yeah, it gave the safety time to recover. Was don't get me wrong, that was a great play by Reed Blankenship, but a better throw would have led the Diami, who's a beast. A
chance, but like either way, like you just like you gotta still be strategic with throws.
Okay. Honestly, I really feel like if y'all went for two when y'all played the Eagles and won the game,
I think we would have got it. Yeah,
that's literally the definition of momentum.
That, yeah, right there, because there's a difference between that. Like, that we didn't,
so different.
Not to bring it back to the Eagles, like, we, in that Rams game, just before halftime, we scored within 32 seconds. You know, we took a deep shot down to A.J. Brown, then he gets a horse collar, and then we do the brotherly shove, tush push, what I like to call the my niggas are stronger than your niggas play. And we scored within 32 seconds, you know. I feel like if the Commanders honestly flipped the script and gave the Eagles their first loss of that season, or if y'all just go for it and don't get it, even though y'all did go for it and got it earlier in the game, that momentum goes with you. Even if you lose the game, it's like, yo, we almost beat these guys.
Here's my thing with it. Like, it really wasn't a bad, like, it wasn't, I get it. And the thing is, we got the ball first.
Yeah.
In overtime. We got the ball first. And we didn't execute. We could have went down and scored again. We really could have. I mean, all game, we were moving the ball effectively against two guys.
I think you gassed us out a lot, too, also in the fourth quarter.
Look, we've done that against all the teams we've played. Like, we've been able to move the ball.
Yeah.
You know, even against the Bills, the game I had.
An effective runner.
Yeah.
Sam out.
You can see Airbnb is making a difference in that team.
Let's talk. Yeah.
Also, he's not sneaky athletic. He's athletic.
He's real athletic.
Yeah.
I'm tired. The entire Eagles game and
Sam Howell is athletic. Yeah. He's making
this. It's usually unathletic.
Miss, bro. Has him by the like shoulder strap. He's making a miss and still on his feet.
It's usually not athletic people that say sneaky athletic because he looks like me, but somehow he's better than me.
The dude's a vegetarian.
He's just like third down run against the Bears. Yeah. Like, he took a big hit and still stood all like, God damn, like, bro, all the big smell. Like,
he was under siege against the Eagles. Like, we were getting pressure on him. He was getting first down conversions, fucking taking it past beyond the line of scrimmage. There was a couple plays where Jalen wasn't doing that. He was getting sacked running out of
bounds. I gotta say, though, Jalen took some big hits against the Rams when he stayed up. Like, that big third down where I thought he broke his ankle.
My lot.
He got hit awkwardly, but still stayed on his feet.
But
thing is with Jalen, man, like, that's why the brotherly show where Tush Push works with him. Like,
you see how these other teams are doing it, right?
Yeah, no,
they're not working.
And come on, NFL. Like, I know we're in a copycat league. I understand that. But, like, it's so bad when they just do it so much better than you guys.
Yeah. It's like,
especially with the Giants.
Do it, though.
they're like determined.
They lost two players.
They're determined to get one Tush Push.
Yeah.
Work.
Fuck it. Yeah,
they lost two players.
No, fuck it. We got to get it. No,
Daniel Jones is tall and strong.
Joe Judge was on to something. What he needed on third down, he was like, this might work.
You remember how he lined up in victory V formation against y'all? Like, 2 years ago. Hit the fucking 3-yard line. Yo.
The Giants are a mess right now. And why do they keep getting more primetime games?
I'll never know.
They have another one against Buffalo.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Wow. Sunday night.
Sunday night football.
I don't give a fuck if it's New York. I'm
sorry. Doesn't matter. That's
my outburst.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I don't care about your elbow.
The Bills are probably angry. They have to go fly to London. They got their ass. They got punched in the mouth by the goddamn Jags.
They did.
And now they're angry. They want blood. It's like, yo, I seen what this dude did to the Giants. Yeah.
I'm back stateside now.
Also, Bills are thin on defense. They're getting injuries.
They lost to Davis White again.
For the season. One of the greater cornerbacks in the league. But I think they can still do it because, you know, they have an explosive offense. You also got to score points aside from just playing great defense.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt about it. But, like, aside from that, I think, like, overall the Giants had to have, like, the worst, one of the worst kind of starts to a season. Kind of reminds me of the 2017 year where 2016 they made the playoffs. Everybody was looking good. They had OBJ going crazy. You know, they had the infamous boat picture.
Cursed after that.
They started like
1-7 or something like that, you know? So it's trending in that direction because Daniel Jones does not look like quarterback from last year. He looks like old Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley is injured, but
they have no weapons.
They have no weapons.
They're not going to, like, They're going to be playing from behind most of the game.
That increases.
Can't stop dog shit.
Peyton Manning was so bad that they were not using Jalen Hyatt like against the Seahawks. He was like, let's use our second round fast guy. Like, let's slow them.
Just like throw the ball to him.
At this rate, they're going to be known as a franchise that just spends a lot of money for little touchdowns.
You know, and they paid Saquon over Daniel Jones, and this is what happened, you know?
And it's looking bad, you know?
They paid Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones over Saquon, yeah.
Yeah, they paid Daniel Jones over Saquon.
They franchised.
I know, sometimes it's hard to confuse two different running backs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of them's a really good athlete.
One of them's a sneaky good athlete.
He's not fat, but sneaky good. Sneaky athletic. The other one's just straight up pure raw athleticism.
To be honest, it's still gonna be. I don't know. The NFC East is. It's looking money this year. It's definitely gonna be.
It's looking eagerly.
It's looking.
Here's the thing too.
5-0, then two game lead on the division. We might run away with
only
it.
Lose in division. Like, those are the only games you might lose. If you guys lose, it might only come in division. I'm excited to see you guys play the Dolphins. And I think that's next.
Yeah. I had to knock on wood when I said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was looking around like, wait, who's it?
No.
See ghosts.
We do. I'm not Sam Darnold. Guess who's going to be seeing ghosts, though, is Zach Wilson of the Jets when we go see them this week. And then we do see Miami following that.
But you know what's, let's talk about another division. I want to talk about the NFC North particularly because Detroit is about to run away with that division.
Yeah, sadly they are. I expected a lot of the Vikings, but I think they're ready to tank for Caleb Williams. You know, if they tank trade Kirk Cousins, I think it's beneficial for them to tank and get Caleb Williams.
Well, yeah, maybe, but I don't think Caleb Williams is going to save that franchise. I think it's an organizational thing with them.
Whatever, yeah, no, I agree.
They do enough just to stay relevant, but
this year it's not happening.
Well, I'll give it to Kirk Cousins.
I think that's just a problem of Kirk Cousins, you know?
100%. Well, okay, well, also, he's playing, you know, good, well, and they're still losing, but also I think it's a lingering effect from last year. I mean,
well,
they won all those close games, negative point differential.
I really want to say this about Kirk Cousins because he's a garbage time quarterback. Like,
yeah.
He gets a lot of his yards garbage time.
Yeah.
When I watch the tape and I look at Kirk Cousins, I'm seeing somebody who holds the ball too long, who has no sense of where the pressure is coming. He gets strip sacked a lot because he takes big shots in the pocket. His pocket awareness, like, he thinks he has more time than what he really does. And, like, I like him because he's tough. He takes those hits. But it's like, those are all unnecessary.
Yeah,
get rid of the ball, or like, okay, you feel the hit coming. All right, protect yourself.
You should make a business
decision. Protect yourself, and more importantly, protect the ball.
Yeah, he should make a business decision to analyze the game faster so he can fucking play longer.
Yeah, I don't think that's like
him. Yeah.
I think he's kind of like,
slow. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
The thing is, like, his toughness, he's tough to his own detriment. He'll hang in the pocket and be like, okay, I know I'm gonna take a big shot. Wait a split second, I can get this. Like, this route is gonna open up. It's just like, okay, you waited that split second. Now strip sack. Hence, Josh Sweat sacks him. Antoine Winfield, week one. Like, he's holding the ball for a long time and just doesn't notice or doesn't feel the pressure.
Right.
Outside of, there's this, a lot of new quarterbacks have played. I mean, we mentioned the Lions. For in the NFC North, with they got the lead. I think they're what, 3-2?
Lions,
I think they're 4-1.
They're 4-1, brother.
Okay, yeah, no, they're imposing their will. I like what I'm seeing out of them, man. Rookie Sal
Porta, bomb.
Yo, tight end, you shout out to him. Okay. I'm betting on him, tight ends day, by the way.
Here's another team, like a couple teams. We talked about the Bears. They look like a dumpster fire up until last week against the Commanders.
It's funny because they had I think the game they played against the Broncos, they still lost, but that was their first step in the right direction. Commanders game, you know, you win some, you lose some for y'all, from the Commanders' perspective.
Well, how about also in the Packers, man, like Jordan Love, how does Jordan Love look for you guys like this?
So he started off, first 2 weeks of the season, he was pretty good. He wasn't throwing that many interceptions. He wasn't doing CJ Stroud type numbers, but for a first year starting.
In the NFL for quite
no. I mean, in like in terms like the stats for like throughout 5 weeks. Obviously, this is the first year of starting for him because there's no Aaron Rodgers there. I don't think they're great just yet because I don't know why they're just not throwing the ball down the field to Christian Watson every time. They also have that other receiver.
Christian Watson hasn't been healthy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They also have that other receiver, too. What's his name? Reed? Rookie?
Jaden Reed,
yeah. Also, some new faces in just in the receiving corps and personnel in general.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones also is not healthy. And a lot of times with these Packers games, like we just saw in the primetime game on Thursday, they kind of shoot themselves in the foot. Like, Quay Walker might be a great edge rusher or linebacker, but he keeps on having costly penalties, like drive-killing penalties in a one-score game. And then that extends the play. Next thing you know, the team goes on, and the game is a two-score game, and that's how the fucking game ends. He loses these games.
Yeah, no.
And that's been happening to them since last year. I mean, not to single out Quay Walker, but, you know, these are just small ripple effects at all.
What about you?
How do you like Jordan Love so far this year?
I mean, the potential is there, but there's a lot to clean up, and I just feel like that just comes from an inexperience of games.
I like the traits, too. Like, I like everything that's said, what he has, all his skill sets and everything. Like, I think what really disappointed the Packers right now at this point of the season is lack of a running game. You know, Aaron Jones has been hurt. A.J. Dillon can't get going for his shit, so that's really unfortunate for them.
Yeah.
I think they could – do you guys see them as possibly still contending for that division?
Nope.
No chance.
No chance.
Are we sure, like, Detroit's just going to run away?
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Like,
yeah. Vikings are fighting for the number one pick right now.
That's a tie-up. Honestly, I think the Bears might just win, like, four games.
Packers will definitely – they can get some – wins late in the season. They're probably going to be a middle table team. I can see them finishing up, 7-10, okay. 8-9, okay. Something like that. But
yeah. All right. So, damn, all right, both of you got the same. I don't know. I think when these divisional games come, I don't think anyone's played each other in the outside the Bears. The Bears might be a train wreck. I don't know.
Vikings haven't played any
Divisional games.
Who? The Lions play what, divisional games?
I don't.
Did they play the Vikings or did they play the Packers?
The Vikings are 1-0 in their division. Packers are 1-0.
Yeah, no, the Lions just played the Packers.
Yeah, they destroyed the Packers. Remember, David Montgomery had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too, about the Packers. This is why.
Context to have, too.
Yeah, really this is why you need complementary football. They can't run the ball and they can't stop the run.
Oh, yeah.
They get run all over.
Yeah. How about this? Let's move on to this. I think our last division, maybe. The
NFC South.
Guess who's in control of that division?
The Buccaneers.
The
Baker Mayfield.
Heisman Trophy winner, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah, they had a bye week. Yeah.
Bye week. They are 3-1 right now. Baker Mayfield. You know, I have a bold prediction to make right now. I could see us playing the Buccaneers again in the playoffs. I'll say that right now. Man, the Buccaneers playoffs. Sometime in January, be there.
All right.
So I feel like I'm in.
You think Chase Young is going to finally get his revenge against the Buccaneers?
Oh, yeah. No. And Chase Young, by the way, he looked great.
Yeah, he's back.
He's looked great so far. Only guy to get
the side against the Irish. That's why I don't even. Come on.
Dead ass. Dead ass.
The Jalen has been on your team.
Right? On my team, yeah.
No, then Montez got a sack.
No. Chase Young got a sack. Who sacked Jalen Hurts against the Rams? I'm trying to think of that. That's who I don't know.
I think it was it was definitely like one of those 3-down linemen.
I think actually.
No, the Buccaneers look really good.
And the Buccaneers look good. Sorry,
cut you off.
No. We were getting off top. We're done talking about the Eagles. We're on the Bucs.
All you do is talk about the Eagles.
We're talking about Baker now.
I came in today ready to talk about.
Also,
the
we have.
Yeah. Okay,
that's fair. Fair play. Also, we have the Saints who are Alvin Kamara's comeback.
They won 2 in a row.
Derek Carr is okay.
Yeah,
it's Derek Carr's. Don't forget.
Yeah. I mean,
still getting used to it.
Off the injury.
An adjustment with a new quarterback,
It's funny because he got injured, but they still didn't play Jameis. They played him for like one drive. I guess the Buccaneers. No, they played. Taysom's our quarterback. Let's be real. He's a gadget player. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can play any position if you're good. You can throw the ball.
He's a wildcat quarterback.
He's a wildcat. Yeah, right. Yeah. No, you know I love me some Taysom Hill, but it's just the decision making. When they played the Buccaneers, the Saints, they didn't choose to start Jameis. You know, you don't want to play Jameis Winston against the Buccaneers? Just saying.
I mean, they're probably seeing something that we're not seeing in practice. It's just like, yo, Jameis, you probably regress and
gotta do it a bit.
I love me some Jameis Winston, man.
Jameis, look, we need those quotes.
Yeah, we do need those moves.
Hey, what did his trainer tell?
Oh, he just told me to be prepared, right?
what's the one I like? Oh, one of my favorite.
Are you strong?
Oh, yeah. Are you strong? I'm strong. You strong? That's strong.
Be strong. Be strong.
No, I love it. You know, there was a lot of pain in adversity. I had to deal with a lot of pain. This is like, where was the pain? Yeah, it was pain everywhere.
Oh.
Nah, bro. Yo, his drills are so fucking funny.
Nah, Jameis is a real one, but hey, look, he's still an NFL player.
He's
still an
NFL
player. He's also a Heisman winner.
He's also a Heisman winner.
Also, what about, you know, other...
Like, Bijan and the Falcons, man, they're looking pretty strong.
Bro, that boy Bijan is nice.
Yep, he is nice.
Yeah.
He reminds me of
Saquon Barkley, honestly.
You know what? I like that comparison because I feel like the same way. He's got that explosiveness too. Him and Breece Hall.
I haven't seen him like break it though.
Yeah.
Like, he is shifty though.
Like, we seen Breece Hall break it. Like, wait until he breaks it like Breece Hall.
Oh, yeah.
It's over. Yeah. And they also have a great other running back too, Tyler Allgeier. Let's not forget.
They do.
Yeah, and Desmond Ridder has been
pretty decent.
He's all right.
He had that streak, like you said.
Yeah, he hasn't lost at home.
I always give QB the benefit of the doubt. You know, if you're winning games, you won 3 games, bro. You've been playing highly. You've been playing.
That's how the QB said.
And they almost lost, bro. They almost lost to the Texans. Like, they won a field goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They almost lost to the Texans.
You got it done, though.
That's all it matters. You win. You're right. You got done.
But at the end of the day, football. That's what football is, man. We got to win this one game. That's it.
Remember when they put Bijan Robinson's highlights in the Toy Story highlights with the Meek Mill?
No, you could have watched that entire game in Toy Story.
Yeah.
I could have too. No, it made really a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
I see why you could have, like, hey, watch this.
My favorite part was the chains with the dog.
Yeah.
The little slinky dog.
I do like that. It was better than Nickelodeon production. Nickelodeon
was terrible. Nickelodeon
was terrible.
Oh, sliding.
Oh, it's epic.
So I will say the Patrick Rothstein calling it pick six.
Oh, yeah. On Russell Wilson. Oh, my God. That's a pick six.
Nah, all right. We're geeking right now.
Oh, man. That's funny.
And then you have the Carolina Panthers at 0-5. Jeez. That was a fire organization. Well, actually, yeah, they're not bad.
They're not bad. I think they're just a really badly constructed team from top down.
Like, they're still looking for a wide receiver.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're still looking for a wide receiver. Bryce Young might not be, man, looked apart right now. It's upsetting to me how much CJ Stroud is outplaying him. But he does have a better line than Houston, but that's upsetting to me. I really had a lot of high hopes for Bryce Young.
Yeah. Although you see how they got Larry Tunsil back and now the Texans can run the ball.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Nah, I really think Bryce Young's height and like just size.
That could.
Like, yeah, they're just that much bigger than the NFL.
Sam Howell.
Sure, bro. Like, he struggled single with that line, bro.
Jalen Hurts, too.
Young. Exactly.
Yeah, well, he's 6'1", but like.
Well, we have Giants on our line.
Quarterback's like 6'3 and 6'4. You wanted them like 6'3 and not. That's the real ones.
So you want a 6'1" child to
Josh Allen, Camp, 6'6".
Joshua.
Wentz was up for, what, 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'5".
Wentz needed, like, laser.
Wentz just wasn't that athlete. He couldn't be a pocket passer. He really just couldn't be a pocket passer.
I have to make a play. I have to duck.
In the name of Jesus.
Duck. Duck.
Man. All right. So, look. Let's keep moving forward. Want to get into some NBA talk because we had some NBA season coming soon, man. It's almost here. We have, I think, about 2 weeks till.
Well, preseason started, I think, the other day.
Yeah, preseason already started.
We have a couple more weeks till the season starts. We have some big trades to discuss, first of all. Biggest one, obviously, I think, happened
while in this past month where Damian Lillard to join the Milwaukee Bucks, man.
How about that?
They won a championship. Yep. They won a championship. That's right.
It's time to bring it home again in Milwaukee.
Oh, 100%.
I love this trade for everyone. I need it. Well, I love for the Milwaukee Bucks.
And honestly, for Dame,
champion,
that is the best decision you can make.
Hey, look, first.
That is the best place you can go to.
Facts.
They just won it a couple years ago. You have Giannis, Chris Middleton. You have a great supporting cast. Would have been way better than going to Miami. Would just be him and Jimmy Butler and a bunch of, like, I guess, Tyler Hero.
Come on,
Bam.
Bam's a great guy to bet on.
Bam's a great guy.
Shout
out to Bam Adebayo.
Yeah. Nah, don't get me wrong.
But still, there's a big difference. There's a big difference.
But like,
we're talking about playing with Giannis.
I mean, yeah. Hey, guys, listen. The Bucks were the number one seed last year. They go into Miami. Giannis gets hurt. It's a completely different team. You know?
And ass.
Completely different team. So, those games that Giannis were out, the Bucks won. I mean, the Heat won.
Yeah.
And then when Giannis came back, it was just too late to garner anything. They had too much momentum.
No, I agree with all your points, man. I think, like, with this, I think NBA season is always crazy. I never know what to see. You know, we have, obviously, what's going on in Phoenix. In that trade, DeAndre goes to the Blazers also, by the way. So, we see Phoenix bring Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant last year, obviously, have their victory there in Phoenix. And then they're just tossing aside their best defensive player, Aiden. And you're over here seeing how aggressive the Bucks are being and trading away a team that they already had championship aspirations. You mentioned it, they already won once, and they've been there quite a few, like, they've been there at Eastern Conference Finals a few times. So it makes sense to them as well. So, and for a day, for Portland, to get him out the West, in a situation, win-win for him. You don't rid of Drew Holiday, but that's okay. You still have Chris Middleton. You still have, obviously, Giannis, and now
Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis. My guy with the scoring ability, the scoring output that Damian Lillard can give you. Oh, man, this is like, they have to be favorites at this point. They have to be favorites to win the NBA title again.
Yeah.
I found
no out. No doubt. I mean, like, you get rid of Chris Middleton, then you come up with Damian Lillard. Like, this is a
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday, sorry.
And that's the thing. So, I love it. And we have basketball. Like, we just played some games. I think, it's going to be a great season. It's going to be a great season. I'm really excited.
And I hope Milwaukee wins it. Actually, I'm the biggest Damian Lillard fan.
I think it's going to be
I try to model my basketball game after Damian Lillard.
Remember the red shoes I had? Those were Dame 3s. I wore those until they fucking broke down.
I mean, obviously, the Celtics might be an issue. You know, they just take, they get Porzingis. They got kind of mobilized a little bit for the Celtics. But, you know, you still have Philadelphia. You got to figure out what they do with James Harden. I think
I heard he showed up in a fat suit again. Hey,
Daryl Morey's a liar. I mean, that's what he apparently wants everybody to know.
Bro, if he's a real one, he won't talk to his agent. He has a Twitter. Just say it on Twitter, bro.
NBA. I mean, apparently he was about to go back to the Rockets, and he talked his way out of there. NBA. He was going to play with Ime Udoka. He was going to say,
"Oh yeah, he don't want
to
do that."
He was talking like he wants to be like win a scoring title, get the guy. And Ime Udoka's like, "Nah,
bro, you're not that kind of guy anymore. You are not him, bro." John Wall.
You had an opportunity in the playoffs to do that, but
bro, yeah, you could have. I remember that game.
Tobias Harris outscores you.
He was bringing everything.
Someone bring me
Milwaukee
9-time All Star and former MVP James Harden stats right now.
Milwaukee, our favorite. Right there.
They have to be. Like, it's literally the best team on paper.
+380. Very close.
You know, the finals would have been way more interesting if Milwaukee ended up in the finals.
Check this out.
The two number one seeds played each other.
Milwaukee to beat the Denver Nuggets, +1600. Milwaukee to beat the Phoenix Suns. These are all +1600, by the way. No general.
Suns ain't going nowhere.
Suns ain't going
nowhere. KD can't win without Steph.
Dead ass. Most improved player of the year. Sorry. Clutch player of the year 2023-2024. Damian Lillard, +1000.
Clutch
clutch player.
I'd probably see Jimmy Butler again or something like that.
Nikola Jokic is plus 1,800. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe Jordan Poole, for all I know, bro.
Low-key, I didn't even know that.
Jordan Poole, for all I know.
Is that like a gambling award, or is that actually an award the NBA gives out?
I don't know. They probably just it's an award at the end.
I didn't know that was part of the accolades. I thought it was.
A new award. It's
yeah.
A new award. But yeah, no.
Lock in that Jalen Carter Defensive Rookie of the Year, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, man. Devin Witherspoon.
Devin Witherspoon is looking very good, too.
I don't know.
He had 2 sacks.
I think
he had the pick six in the same game.
Jalen Carter right now is a front runner. He's favorite. He's like -130.
Yeah, but they're gonna give it to the flashy. But I mean, if Jalen Carter gets a couple of touchdowns,
if he can get some one handed picks like my man Aiden Hutchinson, dude, that guy, freak of nature. Shout out to the Lions again.
Big shout out.
Like, these guys are so good.
Kind of hate him.
When we play him, I'll hate him.
Dude, like,
until they punch us in the mouth, I'm a hater.
Like a rite of passage for me. I just gotta hate it. I gotta hate on my brother.
Like, how you guys were so bad.
It's like, bro, you're sneaky athletic. You know how to give a little, they're sneaky. You're just sneaky athletic.
It's funny because
if you play like that, it's like,
are you athletic?
I hated George Hill at some point too, and Travis Scott. Sometimes I study Travis
Scott. It was very hard for me to look upon Chiefs Kingdom, like the organization, in a favorable light after the Super Bowl.
Oh, but, me too. And now that Taylor Swift is like, you know, part of Chiefs Kingdom.
And
like,
they're shoving it down our throats because it's so good for ratings.
Engagement.
I'm just like, I'm like, damn, dude.
Engagement.
I can't wait for the Eagles' unfinished business. I'm running back.
No, I know. I can't wait to see the look on her face when the Eagles come into Arrowhead.
Your brother won, Travis?
Oh, my God.
He's fat. Bro, he's sneaky athletic, though.
Yeah, he is.
When they play,
she's gonna be on the podcast.
That dead ass, you know, just that episode is gonna go. I might be the most listened to podcast ever.
Of all time.
Watch out, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, watch out, Joe Rogan.
Taylor Swift is gone.
He all off my band off till he was like, no.
I want my episode. I smoke weed.
I want my episode.
Until they get Elon Musk on board too. No, but NBA man, like I think really it's going to be, again, Denver, I like them out in the West. I don't know. Do the Warriors do anything? I mean, Wembanyama's down
Warriors
south.
Always the Warriors, you know.
Warriors, Steph Curry's always there. Shout out to the Warriors.
Steph playing Draymond.
What about the Lakers?
Lakers are the Lakers, man. You got LeBron.
The good
there.
Lakers or the bubble Lakers?
Well, you got
the Kobe Lakers.
LeBron's still there. AD's still there. Austin Reeves showed really good promise. They still have their pretty much core intact, you know.
Yeah, no, they're a great team.
The East is kind of like outside of Milwaukee.
Miami, Boston.
I mean, but Milwaukee
is maybe the Sixers.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, Sixers are always going to be a top four, like,
yeah,
regardless.
No, they'll all be top four, but like.
Have the Hawks done anything? Toronto?
Toronto might be an interesting team.
Cleveland.
Cleveland is up.
Yeah.
Well, no, Cleveland.
What did they finish last year? They were the second seed?
They were a bubble team.
No, they played the Bulls in the bubble or something like that.
No, Miami played the Bulls.
They played.
Miami was 8th seed, made it to the finals.
Yeah,
right?
They were 8th seed and made it to the finals. I believe the Cavs were a bubble team. I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't remember them playing any legitimate series.
No, I'm pretty sure they lost to the Heat.
We lost to the Heat. Yeah, I do remember them playing the Heat. But was that a bubble game? Like, no, thanks. Although I keep saying bubble game, like a play.
I'm thinking about the 2020 season.
Yeah, my bad. I was always saying it's a bubble game.
I got you right here, bro. I'm looking at the bracket right now. I swear to God, these guys were like the second seed last year.
The Cat, maybe at some point, but.
It went. What are they?
Oh called? Yeah, no, that's right. They played the Knicks in the first round. And lost 4.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why it was forgettable.
Yeah, dude.
We watched that game and lived.
If there's no superstars on that team, I don't give a fuck.
Sorry.
Who'd they play? No, who's the light skinned guy? Not Justin. On the Knicks. He was like their sixth man.
Or Jalen Brunson.
No. Jalen Brunson was a part of that. It was a big factor. No, there was another light skinned guy. He came off the bench, shooting guard. Man, I'm drawing a blank on his name. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, you were nice, though. That's the whole point, is what I'm trying to make. He was making three-pointers. He was playing defense. I forget his name, man, but that's why the Cavs got knocked out. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did all that, and we still don't know who he is.
I'm about to Google it right now. New York Knicks. Well, I'm not a New York Knicks fan, by the way.
The whole fucking roster.
Yeah. While you do that, we should probably shift gears to baseball a little bit. MLB playoffs is now on. The only time I kind of watch baseball. But I keep up.
I'll just say it like this. Not a lot of things playoff baseball, bro. And it's crazy because it's the crowd.
Yeah.
Everybody is fully into, bro.
He's no longer in the squad, my bad. Go ahead.
Damn. He played his heart out. He dropped him?
No way.
They released him?
They couldn't pay him. Maybe he wanted too much money.
That's the only dude.
Know your worth.
Maybe he is thinking about Jalen Brunson, honestly.
No, I'm not. I know Jalen Brunson.
Oh, Jalen Brunson got sat down. Oh, he's coming out back off. They're putting him back in the game.
It was Josh Hart.
Yo, I know who Josh Hart is. He's from Maryland. He's from Henry County. Oh, he went to Boston Joe's.
I didn't know that.
Oh my.
Yeah, he was on the Villanova championship winning team in 2016 where they hit the buzzer beater.
Oh yeah, he was on
Villanova. But here's the thing. He played his heart out, and to me, he still didn't change my perception of him.
Well, he's no longer a New York Knickerbopper, so.
What team is he on now?
Let's find out.
I don't think he's playing. His profile picture. Oh wait.
Yeah, he's definitely playing, bro.
Dude, he's playing for. Oh, dude, he's from Silver Spring.
I told you he's from Maryland.
Oh, no, he's still on the Knicks. He's still on the Knicks. He didn't have him on his roster.
He went to Mount St. Aries. Yeah,
Mount St. Aries. Should be checking ESPN or NBA.
Or Mount St. Joe's. One of those in like.
Shout out to you, Josh Hart.
In Ellicott City or something like that. I don't know.
But anyways, we were talking about postseason MLB.
And you were talking about Josh Hart.
I forgot his name.
Okay, it's
all right. We found out that the player in question was Josh Mack. And not. MLB baseball, again, there's not a lot that beats the playoff atmosphere. I think in every sport, but playoff baseball, I think a lot there.
It's pretty dope, especially when you hit that walk-off run, bottom of the ninth.
Right now, I think we already have, we're at the divisional series. I think we already had the O's get, they had a great season, the O's, you know, won the AL East and everything. But they got swept in the ALDS.
By the Rangers.
Oh, maybe next year. O's. I hate that organization.
Wait, Texas Rangers?
Texas Rangers.
And shout out to the Texas Rangers.
Walker, Texas Rangers.
Walker, Texas Rangers.
With the eyes of Rangers are up on.
They probably play that song.
Oh, no way.
He's going to do.
So we still have one more game in the ALDS.
Yeah, I believe it's Houston.
Yep.
The Astros
Kirk
and
Cousins.
Twins. It's the
Astros
and Twins.
Yep.
They're up 2-1 or
3-1.
No, they advance.
They advance today.
I think.
Oh yeah, no, they're probably playing today. You're right. Today is November.
They're on right now.
Right now the Diamondbacks are beating the Dodgers 4-0. And
yeah, they're live.
That's a surprise to everyone, right?
I don't know, bro.
Baseball, I'll never know. But the Dodgers. It's because...
Oh, no, they're done.
Clayton Kershaw, they're done.
Wait, Clayton Kershaw had a terrible game.
Yeah, no, he had terrible.
Terrible.
Series is 3-2 for the Astros.
Oh, that means it's over. It's full of best of five.
It's over.
Cheating-ass Astros going to another fucking World Series. Not yet. Sorry. I got one more round. I'm sorry.
They're probably gonna end up seeing the Phillies again because the Phillies are playing the.
That's game three. I think it's tied 1-1.
It's
The Phillies won 2-1.
Phillies is 4-1. 4-1. They got a gentleman.
Well, no, that's the score.
No, that's the score.
Oh.
And no, they beat.
They won 2. I just checked it. The final score was 10-2. Phillies up 2-1.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's crazy. Bryce would never do that.
That was earlier today. Yeah, that was earlier today.
It's like 3 games a day.
That's because in Philly, they really love that team.
Yeah, no, you guys are crazy. You guys are kind of scaring me.
Not you guys. You guys are cool. You guys are normally Eagles fans.
They bullied Trey Turner into playing well.
Bro.
It's hard.
Yeah, okay, but Eagles fans have bullied Nick Sirianni to running the ball, and look where we are today. After we bullied Nick Sirianni, we won a lot of games. Jalen Hurts had been 22-1, so we bullied the fuck out of him.
They never bullied Doug Peterson for running the ball.
Nah, the player. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, first and goal.
No, we legit bullied the coach into success. That shit works. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, it's funny because they use reverse psychology too. It's like some sort of like fucked up bullying. It's like, we booed you so much, you know what? Now we're going to cheer for you, you douchebag.
I felt the best for you, man.
Yeah.
We're as mad as you. We're just as mad as you, man.
He's like, wow, these guys really like me. I was wanting to go back to Washington, but these guys like me over here.
I bullied Gardner Minshew into a potential starting job in Indianapolis. Or he's going to at least get some star for the next few games.
You know why it doesn't work for Gardner Minshew? Not in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Hey, boss man, what's the chances of me getting a starting job?
That's crazy. 2 years ago.
Love the gumption.
2 years ago, Gardner Minshew legit asked Sir Nick Sirianni, what's the chance of me starting?
Three years ago, he was starting.
Hey, look, at least he's on. Honestly,
he's 3 or 4. Like, come on, like.
No, shout out to Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
What's the chance?
Well, yeah, we're getting off topic here because we're talking about baseball.
Okay, yeah, we are talking about baseball. I know we're talking about Philly fucking fans, and I still think y'all are crazy regardless. But also, we have baseball. Let's go. All baseball.
Baseball. Who are y'all's favorite to win the
right
World
now? League? Right now?
Are you going to go with the Philly?
The Astros.
As a Nats fan? No. Whoa. We don't breathe life.
They're probably going to win it. Like,
you know what? I had a crazy thought actually earlier today because I was listening about it.
I'm liking the Phillies too. Honestly.
Phillies.
The redemption year.
Are the Twins any good?
No.
No, they already. That series is over. Right?
Oh, series is over. Sorry, not Twins.
They got a cool name. I want them to win it.
I don't know if the Rangers are any good. It could be Phillies and
Astros again, right?
I kind of want to like I'm thinking of it this way. If I was just gonna pick a winner and just throw like a nice little $20 on like a straight bet.
Scandal will come out.
Wait, I know. I'm going for the opposite Texas team. I'm going for the Rangers. The Houston Astros. What part of Texas are the Rangers from? Just Texas Dallas. In general?
Dallas.
All right, Dallas.
Arlington, specifically.
Arlington, Texas. Jerry World.
Yeah.
That is Jerry World. Keep going back to football, but you know, it's a cycle of life over here in this podcast. But
their stadium is called Globe.
Right field, so I kind of understand it.
That's a great name, this dude.
It's almost like a dog in the M&L.
So I'm pretty sure the team with the most championship experience in this whole lineup is the Astros.
Yeah. One could say the Dodgers.
Dodgers too.
But dude, that's the thing. You never know what playoff baseball. You never know what playoff baseball like. We still have.
I would love to just, you know, go with Philadelphia, but the way Philly's last year was not a good year for Philly in any type of championships. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you'd love to see him redeem themselves, and then the Eagles redeem themselves in the Super Bowl. So yeah,
and then the Philadelphia.
You know what? Yeah, we're gonna do Philly. I'm Philly.
You guys did last year, remember? Huh? You guys did this last year.
Yeah, we did everything last year and fell short. But you know what? Running back, unfinished business.
Run that shit back, Turbo.
Yeah. Win, then run that shit back.
Run that shit back. That'll be the first sign of great things. Honestly, the Eagles being 5-0 should galvanize every Philadelphia sports franchise.
For sure. All right. For sure. All right. Well, I think that's it. We pretty much wrapped up everything we have for the NFL. First month of the season over. Talk to you guys again probably
a month from now.
Two weeks, three weeks or so.
We'll see a midway point after week 8 probably. We'll see midway point.
You know what? There'll be a lot of good games during the Thanksgiving time too, you know.
It doesn't matter what week you see us because you know them birds is number one, baby. Let's go. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Hey, bet the house on the Commanders to beat the Cowboys. That's what I'm going to do.